Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what an email is, they've invented fire. Also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Twitter today, a Yiddish company. What? I'm not tweeting. What are you talking about? Leave me alone. You tweet. Where's the spoon? Okay. Got that done.
Spoon!
Thank you very much, Robo Producer. In the studio today, I have Claire Katz with me. And for those that don't know, because you weren't here and you weren't eating my lunch. Oh, were you here eating my lunch? I better not. Better not. Claire has been providing food for us for the last several days. My wife and I were trying to diet, but what I would do is I'd eat some of it, bring it home, and then have her eat it. And you know our diet is like, you know, diet is die with a T.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
It's the worst one. It's the worst one.
And and I think it's I'm not sure it's Christian, but people do it anyway. That's a joke, people. All right. So, Claire, I want you to talk to us and tell us what it is you're doing. By the way, her ribs. That's all I can say. Like, oh wait, here's the really one I say. Ha ha. Anyway.
And what I can tell you, and if that was a that was a Simpsons.
That was
an attempt at a Simpsons laugh.
There was no attempt. Okay. It was not even close.
It was close-ish.
Yeah.
You've got chutzpah. I like it.
Right. Talk to me, Claire. Tell me what it is. I mean, the food was par excellence. What are you doing? Why were we getting food? Why are you cooking all this food?
Well, we're getting food because you're so attractive, and we like to feed
attractive. I have the face for radio.
This is what I'm saying. Dine In Tonight is a huge sponsor of Food Fight Radio, and they have been since we kind of started. They kind of helped us get the idea of the Food Fight Radio show together. So we love them. We love what they do. They make freshly made gourmet dinners to their customers every night, freshly delivered every day for $10 a meal. So it's brilliant. It's delicious. It's a brand new lifestyle for people. Totally different new lifestyle. It really frees up people's time.
Right.
And all the customers are really happy. The food is different every night, so I endorse it. We endorse it as a show. I eat it all the time.
Okay.
I'm a chef, and if I'm too busy to cook all the time, then if I don't have the time, nobody really has the time. People are usually busier than I am. I'm not the busiest person in the world. Food Fight Radio is kind of a new concept. It's new for San Diego.
Okay.
We're the only food talk show, really, in San Diego. And in my opinion, you know, discounting Saavedra's Fork Report, which I've frequently made fun of on my show, they have the Num Num News.
Okay.
Which is a lame segment.
Keep in mind, this is a family show.
Right, but that's the name of their thing. I'm not saying anything derogatory. That's actually the name of their thing. The Fork Report is the name of this show. I don't want to endorse this guy's show, but I need people to maybe listen to it so that they know how we're better. You know, as you always look smaller and thinner when you're standing next to a really big person. Right.
Which is why my bodyguards are 600 pounds a piece, because that's how I do that.
So because it makes you photograph well.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people, obviously.
There you go. Okay, so let me get this straight so we can, I want to make sure we get on all these cylinders. Dine In Tonight, this is one of your major people that
big
support
sponsor.
You. Big sponsor. And what they're doing is they're delivering meals at 10 bucks a meal. Do people, can they use it every night? Can they use it not every night? Is there a minimum? How does that work?
It's really flexible. When you become a customer, you just sign up once. You give them a credit card. They charge you once a month. So you really have nothing to do with it. You almost never have to talk to a human being.
Okay.
You sign up for either three nights a week or five.
Okay. So
the minimum is one meal.
Okay.
So really, the minimum order, if you wanted to get right down to it, would be three meals a week at $10 a pop. And if you're going out of town, you can put it on hold. If you're going out for the night, you can call them last minute and let them know. Hey, I'm going out for dinner. My friends invited me out to a dinner. Okay,
that's cool.
They won't deliver to you for that night. They'll just pick it up again the next day. It's very flexible.
What's their delivery like? Give a delivery like, is it San Diego? Is it San Diego beyond? It's like there's a lot of territory.
Soon to be all over San Diego. They're a franchise.
Okay.
And they're selling like crazy, as you can imagine, since everyone's in love with this concept. Downtown is now delivering.
Okay.
Also, Solana Beach, Del Mar, Fairbanks Ranch, Rancho Penasquitos, basically all the way up to the 15, north of the 56.
Okay, so everything kind of south from there, there's where they're delivering, and they're expanding eventually into North County is kind of where their goal is, just to kind of all the way
They're up, expanding right? very shortly into North County.
Cool.
East County is soon to go, and University City just opened up.
Very cool. At $10 a pop, you can't beat it. And then they deliver it to wherever. If you're wherever, if you're at work and you're working late, they deliver it there. Is that kind of the deal? Or is it
if your work address is within the delivery area, yes.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good job on getting that sponsorship, by the way. That's good.
Thank you very
nice.
Much.
Very
I had to wear a short skirt to do it, but you know, we're happy to have them.
Now, talk to me again about now. Let's talk a little bit about Food Fight Radio, just so you know. So Food Fight Radio is a real food radio show, as opposed to a radio show where somebody says, then you open the bag of marshmallows, take the marshmallow and put it in a microwave. I mean, yeah, that's not what you're doing.
Well, that would be bad for the marshmallow. I wouldn't recommend that.
It would be bad for the microwave.
It would be and bad for whoever's job it is to clean it. But yeah, it is a real food show. I mean, we actually do talk about real food. We're not going to be talking about how to cook. Really. I mean, we give simple tips, the quickest ways to make simple, healthy, tasty, delicious food at home. We don't want to teach people to learn how to cook. People don't want to learn how to cook. If you know, you know. But if you don't cook, there's a good reason. You don't want to. I support that. I'm a chef and I support that. Why should a person be cooking if they don't want to? They have a job, have kids with after school stuff, a house, a family. Why would someone want to spend the precious little time that they have to enjoy life shopping, cooking, cleaning, and for what? Dry as a bone lemon chicken casserole, again. It's one of the five things that the average housewife makes. It's their repertoire. And, you know, because people aren't born to learn how to cook, it's a skill. And, I mean, I'm a professional chef, have been for a very long time. So when I walk into a kitchen, I know what to make. This is not something that happens to a person when they walk in the kitchen. You see them walking around the grocery store with this just confused look on their face.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally.
You walk around the store going, well, what am I supposed to eat? I don't know what to eat. You know, you look all right. What are you eating? You know, and people
What's in your
know.
Shopping
people,
cart?
People don't
What's
know.
In yours?
And the food labels are, you're constantly warned by articles, magazines telling, watch out for this on a food label. You know, the five things you don't want to see on a food label. So now you have people that are just reading labels. They still don't know what to eat.
You know,
they're
that's terrified of
what's in these foods.
That's an excellent point because, you know, I think the only label I ever look for is the skull and the little bones going, I probably shouldn't eat this.
And who's going to put that?
Yeah,
no one's going to put that. Even if they're selling little packages of arsenic, they're still not going to put a little skull and crossbones thing on it. You get no real information. And typically the people who do give you information, they're trying to sell you something.
Right.
Normally, so
that is always true.
It's almost always true about everything. This is kind of the way our country is run, levels of it actually. And that's fine if you're smart enough, if you're educated, if you're informed enough to really know what the difference is. Cut through the jargon, really kind of know what it is that's in stuff. That's one of the things we take very, very seriously, is we do countless hours of research so you don't have to. We're not selling anything. We're not biased at all. We're not giving you information that isn't confusing or real. We don't want you guys to have, and by you guys, I mean you, all you listeners, all you wonderful 14 people that are listening to Food Fight Radio, and I love every single one of you, we don't want you to have a long, mile-long list of things that you can't have.
Right.
Because that's too strict. And no one will follow any kind of protocol that's too complicated.
Right.
It's the number one reason why a diet will fail. It's too limiting. The things that you can eat in a grocery store, if you're too limited, you're going to leave with nothing.
I have a hard time because when my wife and I go to the grocery store, I can't wait to get out. I get in, we get in, and I start off with a really good attitude. You know, like, I'm going to be really supportive as we go through different things.
Yeah, I'm going to get in here, I'm going to get my stuff, I'm going to get out,
and
I'm going to get back to my real life.
I'd say probably about 9 minutes in, eight minutes in, it goes...
That's because grocery stores are designed like casinos. You're supposed to be wandering around. You can't get out. There's no exits.
That.
If you don't buy anything, you can't get out.
I can't stand that.
There's no windows. There's no clocks.
Yeah. There's you know what there should be? There should be like a transporter where you're like, okay, husband had a knife, and then you go in and push a button, and it takes you like to a TV store. So you can at least look at the television.
That would be great, but the grocery store would lose money that way, and I think we know that they would not agree with that.
They would not do that then in that process. All right, let's talk about when the show is. When is the show on?
It is on every single Sunday from 11 to 1.
Okay, so you're 11 to 1. So you're doing 2 hours.
2 hours.
That's a long time to do. I mean, I know. I do it every day, but minutes. It's a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's 2 full hours, but we really got surprised right away at how quickly the time goes.
That's good. That's good because that means it's active and it's actually happening, and you're having fun doing it. Okay, so can they call in when you're doing the show?
Absolutely.
They can call in and talk to you.
My co-host's job is to make sure that people are equipped with that 888 number, so that whenever I say something that people don't agree with, which happens about every 18 seconds, people can call in and tell me how I'm wrong. But I have this kind of feeling that maybe I'm a little bit too intimidating because so far no one has called.
A lot of people don't call in to disagree unless they really have their mindset like in this, I'm gonna disagree, and they really know what they're talking about.
And
a lot
food.
Of people just disagree like off the top. They
yeah,
don't think it through.
It's just food. I mean, people don't generally get that mad about food to really call up and say, you're wrong about asparagus. You are wrong.
Brussels sprouts? What? This is like World War III.
Okay, yeah, what are you thinking? It's anarchy. Anarchy the way you're talking
right,
about vegetables.
What's the website? What's your website? What do you have?
It is foodfightradio.com.
Okay, that's solid. Foodfightradio.com.
Not .net.
Not .net. No, why would it be .net?
.net's for losers.
Okay.
I hate broccoli. And yet, in a certain sense, I am broccoli.
Okay, so what's the phone number that people, you know, we do abortion, and then we do jokes like if a man is in the woods and he says something and his wife's not there, is he still wrong? See, that's the kind of stuff we ask. I heard that. Anyway, what's the phone number they can reach at?
It is, for Food Fight Radio, it's just the 888 number for the radio station.
But what about just to get a hold of you, talk to you about the show or anything like that, or even dine in tonight? What about getting a hold of that?
Oh, well, we recommend that people go to the website,
What's their website?
Check out the data, dineintonight.com. That's dineint, the number 2, night. .com.
Okay, so it's dine in. There's no marks or anything, but it's just dine in, the number 2, tonight night, right?
2, night. The number 2, and then night. And it doesn't matter how you spell night. It could be N-I-T-E. It could be N-I-T-E.
And if they go into Google and they type in San Diego dine in tonight, are they gonna probably come across
it? Up at the top.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, they're not gonna.
Yeah, the phone number for dine in tonight is 888-64-MEALS.
Oh, good. 64
very
meals.
Simple. Very
that's
simple. We don't make you order 64 meals. It's one of that's it's 60. 63. You got to order from them. That's the
but it's
minimum.
Only $10 a day. And what's good about that is that if you can't now look at when we get home, my wife and I, she works probably more hours than I do. By the time I get home and she gets home, like yesterday, we got home and we are like exhausted. And then the worst part is, as soon as we get home, no matter what happens, my kids are all older. So, but we have a dog, and the dog does not understand. In fact, that's where I get most of my
hate. This is unusual because no one else in the world goes home to an environment like that.
Yeah, and then I have to go walk the dog, and then we come back in the bedtime, and it's like 6:15, and now we're like going, now what?
What do we eat?
Exactly.
What are we supposed to eat?
It's so hard.
There's more food available to Americans. It's than anyone, anywhere. We have more options. More things that we know are kind of bad for us, but more options. It's more convenient, and a lot of it is very inexpensive. We still have absolutely no clue what to eat.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, great job, by the way. Very good.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Claire Katz. She is the host of Food Fight Radio. Her big sponsor, Dine In Tonight, they love her, which means that she's got to be doing something right. And you guys got to tune in Sundays, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then you listen to the show. If you want to call in, you can call in and give her a hard time and tell her that Brussels sprouts are simply heads of lettuce that have been miniaturized by Rick Moranis. We know that's true. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break and come right back with some trivia. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. My guest has been Claire Katz. You're right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. If you go somewhere, you can't win a prize. Don't go anywhere.
I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM. KPRZ.
It's time for ACOS the Solutionist. Answers to everything. Brought to you by MyCoolInventions.com. Now, here's ACOS.
Problem. With the popularity of the cell phone, phone booths are becoming obsolete. I hardly need a house phone, never mind a street phone. On a recent trip to New York City, I noticed them all over. I thought, they should be turned into something. All those phone booths are just collecting graffiti. Here's some ideas I thought of. Decorative aquariums. Extremely small stand-up apartments. Showers. Wi-Fi hotspots. I like that one. Single-stall bathrooms or even very small coffee shops. Solution? I thought I'd get you guys to help me. Go to ACOS The Solutionist Facebook page and give me your ideas. I'll share the ones that I think are the funniest and most practical. That's ACOS The Solutionist on Facebook. Who knows? Maybe your idea will be heard by hundreds of thousands. Wow. I think I just got my listener to write my radio feature. Problem solved.
Please check out ACOS, spelled A-K-O-S, The Solutionist, on Facebook and follow him on Twitter at A-K-O-S Radio.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Ameritas Investment Corp, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the most important components of retirement planning is paying really careful attention to tax implications. What point is there in reaping capital appreciation on those retirement accounts if you haven't addressed the tax implications that could occur when you retire? Well, unfortunately, many advisors don't know how to navigate the tax decisions that may be awaiting you. However, I can help to guide you towards prudent decisions that take into account your age, your net worth, and intangibles like healthcare and inflation. Look, friends, in all these decisions, it's critical that you sit down with your financial and tax advisors and come up with the best strategies for your personal situation. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. For your free retirement consultation, I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Would you like to turn your retirement savings into a paycheck for life? That's right, a paycheck for life. Call my friend Rick Yacko and let him show you how you can accomplish just that. A fixed indexed annuity is an incredible tool for your retirement planning. You can't lose your money. You earn interest when the stock market goes up, but never lose when the stock market goes down. From day one, you have a fixed interest rate that outpaces most CDs and a 10% interest bonus added to your account. Yes, a 10% bonus added to your account from day one. A guarantee. Guaranteed first-year rate of return of 12% or more. And you can earn 5% or more on your retirement income until you begin your paycheck for life, an income you cannot outlive. You do not give up access to your money, and if you're near retirement or already have an annuity, CD, IRA, 401k, call Rick Yacko for a free consultation. 858-496-0411. 858-496-0411. Or KPRZ.com and click on the Rick Yacko banner to set your free consultation.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Claire Katz. A wonderful job that she did on the radio. Appreciate that very much. And she's a big sponsor there is that Dine In Tonight. That's pretty cool. $10 a pop. That's pretty cool. But her show, Food Fight Radio, you got to check that out. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. Very cool. You know, you can reach our show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Keep the emails coming. I appreciate people responding to the abortion portion. It was a very important discussion, and I've actually prayed about it for probably about 10 days, just kind of really trying to saturate, make sure that I communicated my heart as well as I could. Because I know one thing that I want to say is I know there's people out there that have had an abortion, have become Christian since then. And I just want you to know that the forgiveness of God is so great and so powerful, and the blood of Jesus so powerfully washing that there should be nothing that holds you back from your past. Here's the one thing that I did learn in some of the things that I've done in life. It's really difficult to walk forward looking backwards. It's very difficult to walk forward looking backwards. Be aware of that. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience Twitter. British, Yiddish, and I don't know what Elish. Something Elish. British and Yiddish kind of company. Well, it's British when you go, oh, you can't do the tweeting. And then it's Yiddish when, but I don't want to do the, and it just depends on your mood. 866-K-PRAZE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. That's P-R-A-I-S-E. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple things to start with. We got some trivia. We're going to do some trivia. I didn't tell Robo Producer, and I know he's not paying attention, but it doesn't matter because I'm still doing it. We're doing trivia, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. We have a number of cool prizes. We have two tickets to The Power of Friendship. We have a Dr. David Jeremiah book. We have a couple of music CDs. We have a plant. We have invisible airplanes and hockey pucks. We got a lot of stuff. But before we get to that, let's just talk about this real quickly. For those of you that don't know, I want to tell you why we know that Jesus, all right, listen up, why we know that Jesus loves coffee. How do we know that Jesus loves coffee? How do we know Jesus loved coffee? Because of the book Hebrews, Hebrews. Okay. Got that out of the system. Couldn't get zapped on that one. And then also, what are the only wages that have no deductions? What are the only wages that have no deductions? The wages of sin. Ooh, Dave. Ooh, ouch. Take it out of my back. Okay, here we go for the first trivia question. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You know, Robo Producer's all excited now because he's going to get to eat fish. He's all stoked and he's all excited. But in the meantime, here's a double dipper for you. A double dipper question. Here it is. Here we go. You can answer one of these two questions. First, number one, name the first Bible character to drink wine. Here's a hint. He has the same first name as Robo Producer. And here's the second one if you don't know that. How often should we forgive people? How often should we forgive our brothers? Seven times, 70 times, or seven times 70? Now, there's some different interpretations and translations. Just go with it, people. It's Bible trivia. I mean, really, seriously, this isn't a Greek lesson. This is a Bible trivia. So name the first Bible character to drink wine. Here's a hint. He's in the Bible before Abraham. That's your hint. And or how often should we forgive our brothers? Seven times, 70 times, or seven times 70, according to the teachings of Jesus, and we're talking about in a day. So how many times should that happen? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Very important issues indeedy-doody. Okay. A couple things to cover, which I need to cover, which are kind of cool. Oh, by the way, on those giveaways, on the trivia, we also have the two tickets to the movie that's upcoming called Escape from Planet Earth. It's not for the 3D showing. It is for the 2D showing, but it's AMC Theater. So we've got movie tickets that we're giving away, plus Dr. David Jeremiah study book, not a study Bible, study book, plus... And or we got another gift book that talks about finding yourself. And then also we have some Christmas CDs, a plant, an invisible hockey puck, and an invisible airplane. Ladies and gentlemen, here's something that is hot off the presses from Salem National News and Public Affairs. Whenever they send me something, I always want to read it because typically it has something in there that's relatively important. And in this particular one, Massachusetts Department of Education is saying that students get to pick their gender. Their parents can either like it or be punished. Students get to pick the gender of their own gender. The parents have no say. Parents have no say and can't be told what their child is up to. If a child chooses to go into the little girl's room and it's a little boy, nobody can say anything. If it's a little boy or if a little girl wants to go in the boy's room, can't say anything. Little boy wants to go in the girl's room, can't say anything. They're basically eliminating all sex differentials in bathrooms because for some reason they think that'll save on toilet paper. I do not know what they're talking about. I do not understand. I think the bottom line is if your child is gender specific, you're in trouble now in Massachusetts. If your child is gender specific, you're in trouble now. You're in trouble. So, okay. So we've got our callers calling in right now on the trivia question. The first question was, name the first Bible character to drink wine. It was before Abraham. Same name as our producer. And so I hope he doesn't answer with his name. Or how often should we forgive it? How often should we forgive it? That's a word like forgiven, only it's forgiven. How often should we forgive? 7, 70, or 7 times 70 a day? You'll have to figure that one out in just a second. I guess we've got our callers online, and we're going to take them in just a second. I find that to be amazing that you can't be gender-specific in the Massachusetts Department of Education, so a boy can't be a boy. far away is this stuff going? It's like in La La Land. I mean, it's like La La. You know, a little girl can't go, I'm a little girl. No, because that could offend. We can't break. We got people. We got now. Now we're breaking. Okay. Okay. We'll take. All right. We're going to pull up James from Oceanside. Put him on. Give him a chance to answer. Hold on, James. Heidi, if you can hold on over the break, you'll also get a chance. But if you can't, Heidi, call back. Okay. So you got those two things going. James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. All right, buddy. Here we go. I only got a couple of seconds. So which question did you want? Did you want the first one, drinking wine, or did you want the how many times should we forgive?
Both.
No, just do one because that way somebody else can answer the other.
Yeah, so, lots to drink, the wine.
You want to do the wine one?
Yeah, Abraham's nephew, Lot.
Okay. Now, who was the first person to drink wine in the Bible? What is your answer?
Lot.
Okay.
L-O-T.
Okay. Try this. Who was the guy that built the ark?
Noah.
That would be correct, sir. You are a winner. That is it. Noah was the first guy. He actually built a vineyard and drank too much. So he was before Lot. But that's okay because you still got it. So tell me, what do you want to get on the prizes? You heard some of the prizes. We have the plant, the invisible hockey puck, the invisible airplane. We have a Dr. David Jeremiah book. We have a couple of Christmas CDs. We have a book that is really a nice gift book that tells you how to kind of find yourself. It's really quite well done. Any of those prizes striking your fancy?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I'll tell you right now, the David Jeremiah material is always good, always very popular. I mean, it does very well. And some of the CDs are good. So if you end up taking the music CDs, I'll find another book and throw it in there for you if that's what you want.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's do that. James, do me a favor. Hold on. You can't go anywhere, so just hold on. My robo producer is going to put you on hold. Go ahead and put James on hold real quickly. James is on hold. He's going to get that information. Heidi, if you can hang on, Heidi, you'll be a winner on the David Spoon Experience. If you can't, hang up and call back. Okay, welcome. Call back. We're coming right back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Down around the corner.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
If you have knee arthritis, grinding, catching, clunking of your knee, if you have swelling or pain using the stairs and have been praying for relief, then listen closely. Medical technology is advancing so quickly, it's almost impossible for doctors to keep up with everything available for their patients. The doctors here at the Osteo Relief Institute are focused on working to get the word out to patients about their specific and focused program to help avoid knee replacement surgery. Using what many patients refer to as joint oil, the doctors are using a series of 15-minute doctor-administered cushioning injections using laser-guided digital imaging to get the medication exactly where it needs to go to get the best results for their patients. No matter how far along your knee arthritis is, even bone to bone, there may still be hope. To schedule your risk-free knee screening and see if you qualify, call 1-800-204-KNEE. Again, Medicare and most major insurance covers the procedure. That number again is 1-800-204-KNEE or 5633. One last time, 800-204-KNEE.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
This is Steve Morris for Big Bear Mountain Resorts, and today we're going to play Would You Rather? You know, where you have to choose between two scenarios, like would you rather watch a hot movie with your parents, or would you rather watch a hot movie of your parents? Of course, that one's easy. Now here's a toughie. Would you rather A, spend your day traveling, or B, spend your day skiing or snowboarding? If you answered B, then Big Bear Mountain Resorts is the place for you. We've got two full-service resorts right in your own backyard, Bear Mountain and Snow Summit, and one ticket gets you into both. That's 26 lifts, world-class freestyle parks, and real snow all winter long. So, would you rather be skiing or riding at Big Bear Mountain Resorts before lunch, or would you rather be stuck in an airport getting your junk x-rayed? Wow, this game is harder than I thought.
With snow showers leaving new snow and mostly sunny skies expected for this weekend, what are you waiting for? Wax your skis or board for some of the best skiing and riding of the season. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Down, down. Comma, comma, down, doobie-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Ladies and gentlemen on the phone hanging on for us, which is very nice of her, is Hetty. Hetty, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Can you pronounce your name for me? Because I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Hetty.
Hetty. How you doing, Hetty?
Good.
Okay, is this the first time you've heard the show?
The first time I called.
Oh, first time you called, but have you listened to it before?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, so here's my question for you. My question for you real quickly is, as Christians, now as we walk our walk and try and do our best to follow the Lord, as Christians, do you think we should be thankful for everything we go through? Do you think we should give thanks for everything we go through?
Yes. Okay. The Bible says, in everything give thanks.
In everything give thanks. And do you remember where that passage is?
I think it's in 1 Thessalonians 4.
That is correct, ma'am. Okay, now you got five chapters to pick from. Do you remember which chapter?
Huh?
Do you remember which chapter it's in?
You
don't have to. I'm just asking.
I think it's 1 Thessalonians 4.
Oh, you're so close. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Oh, 5:18.
And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yeah. And here's the great thing about that passage that a lot of people don't realize. They're out there looking for the will of God. I just want to find the will of God. I just want to do the will of God. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. So they keep looking for it, and it's right there in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Good to know. Okay, ready? You ready for the trivia question?
Yes.
You feeling confident?
Yes.
Okay, good. We haven't had anybody lose, so I'm feeling confident for you. Okay? Okay. Here we go. How often should we forgive our brothers in a day? Is that 7? Is it 70? Or is it 7 times 70?
Well, it says 77 times. Jesus says in Matthew 18:21, Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times.
Okay, now is there an alternate translation in there, kind of a little, like a little note thing? Is there another one? And that's, you're correct, because that's one of the translations. So it's not 70.
It doesn't say here, but okay. I think in other synoptic gospels it says 70 times 7.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice job. Good job. Excellent. Excellent. And you know what's really great is I'm glad you brought that up because I was searching and I didn't. Here's what I didn't want to write for the answer. I didn't want to write 7, 70, 77, or 7 times 70 because it gets so confusing. People are like, what? You know, and then they don't call in because they're like, what? I don't get it. So anyway, you did a great job because you nailed it down. Plus, you gave the both translations and you were right. In the Synoptic Gospels,
yeah.
There's a difference. There's a difference in how that's translated. Do you know why they're called synoptic gospels?
Oh, because they're compared to each other.
Correct. They see similar.
Yeah.
That's synoptics. There you go. You're on fire, Hetty. You're on fire. Good job. Do you go to church somewhere here in San Diego?
Yes.
Where do you go to church?
Foothills Christian Church.
Good job. Well, you're well representing, so you're doing a nice job. Okay, so let's talk about your prize. Okay, so we got a couple things to choose from, okay? All right, first and foremost, we have a Dr. David Jeremiah study book. It's on Galatians, but it's only part of Galatians. It's part two, because I'm looking for part one. I can't find it. Number two, we have the opportunity for you to have a plant that's actually very green. We had a plant that was dying that, by the grace of God, I was able to water and brought it back to life. You are welcome to have a plant. It's a real plant, like a real big, you know, like 12-inch plant. Number three, I, of course, have an invisible hockey puck or an invisible airplane. I wouldn't suggest getting either one of those, but you can if you want. Number four, I have another set of books that are devotional books that talk about your passionate relationship with Christ. And do any of those ring a bell? Do any of those sound interesting?
There's one that you said, the Joy of Friendship Seminar.
Ah, you are as sharp as a tack. That is very good. Also, we have two tickets to The Power of Friendship with Tony Lee and Bobby Lee. Uh-huh. That's March 9th at the Church of the Nazarene at Point Loma. Uh-huh. It's an all-day event, and that's what you want. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get two tickets.
Thank you.
You got two tickets. Good for you. And I've talked to those girls a couple times. First of all, they're fabulous. They're wonderful people. Second of all, this is going to be such a great conference because the gal that's sharing her testimony, I've said this like 20 times, but it's the first time she's ever sharing it, and that is always the best testimony, that first one that when the person shares. So it's going to be such a blessing.
Great.
Awesome. All right, do me a favor. Hang on, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. Robo producer, let's put her on hold. And they're going to get your information. We're going to get you all situated. And are we at a break? We're probably at a break, aren't we? What are we? Way over. I guess, ladies and gentlemen, I got one more prize to give away. It's a pair of movie tickets, but if you don't listen, you won't get a chance to get them. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I guess we're going to be right back unless they take the show away. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the amazing change movement, and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Brought to you by Aramco Financial. Thoughts about who or what is to blame? Next. Hi, Mark Larson here, encouraging you to join the millions of Americans who have moved their life forward with a reverse mortgage. Learn how to eliminate your mortgage payments and achieve peace of mind. Call my good friend Mehran Aram at Aramco Financial, 866-600-1130. See if you qualify for a home equity conversion mortgage or visit him online at aramcofinancial.com. That's Aramco Financial.com or 866-600-1130.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
There's a very interesting new study published this week in the U.S. journal Pediatrics, research done at a university in New Zealand. It's about crime and kids and television. They surveyed 1,000 children born in the early 1970s when they were aged 5 to 15. And then they tracked them. They followed up when they were 26. Now, among the findings, they found a strong correlation between childhood exposure to TV and antisocial behavior in young adults. The risk of having a criminal conviction by early childhood increased by about 30% with every hour that children spent watching television on an average weeknight. They note excessive TV viewing also linked to aggressive personality traits and increased tendencies to experience negative emotions. Very interesting and cautionary. And think about this. Television in the 1970s, 80s, even 90s was a whole lot more wholesome and less violent than today. Less sexually oriented, too. I can imagine how today's TV shows are affecting young kids from now to the future. Kids need more parents, more family, more reading time, less time with the 42-inch peephole to paradise, that big old TV. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Here at the station and all around the city, the doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are getting a lot of attention. Their total knee replacement deferral program is gaining momentum with the results they're getting. If you have knee arthritis and have been wanting to walk better, get more activity or enjoyment out of life, then this new information may be just what you've been praying to hear about. Whether you're told you're bone on bone or surgeon after surgeon has said that knee replacement is your only option, there still may be hope. The highly skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are using laser-guided Hologic digital imaging to guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material right to where you need it the most to help your pain. There's so much science and research behind it, and it's been found to be so effective that it's covered by Medicare and most major insurances for properly screened arthritis sufferers. For your risk-free screening, call 800-204-KNEE. That's 800-204-KNEE or 5633. They're waiting for your call. Call 800-204-KNEE.
Meet Justin Jashira with Influence Salon, a proud sponsor of this year's Power of Friendship. An all-around cool guy.
Hello, everybody. This is Justin Edward Jashira, and I'm here to introduce my new salon coming to downtown Oceanside this April. Influence, a salon of style. We're also a proud sponsor of this year's Power of Friendship at Point Loma Nazarene on March 9th. We're going to be offering complimentary blowouts, and you can also get your makeup done by one of our professional artists. So we're excited to introduce ourselves, and I look forward to seeing everybody on March 9th. Come and get yourself beautified. God made you beautiful, and we're just here to magnify it. Thank you for your support.
Don't miss Influence Salon at the Power of Friendship March 9th at Point Loma Nazarene. Take advantage of $50 gift certificates for just $25 to their new salon. Plus, they'll be offering complimentary blowouts and professional makeup tips. Influence Salon. God made you beautiful. They just want to magnify it. And don't forget to check out KPRZ's Power of Friendship March 9th at Point Loma Nazarene.
Two Social Security numbers, school teacher Michelle Smith, store manager Sean Anderson, both with great credit and savings accounts. We'll start the bidding at $50.
Did you know there are black market websites around the world dedicated to selling stolen identities?
Sold to the buyer from Russia.
There's no way you could monitor these black market websites on your own. You need help. You need LifeLock services. LifeLock helps protect your identity by searching over 10,000 of these black market internet sites for illegal selling of your personal information. It's just one of the services we offer in the most comprehensive identity theft protection you can buy. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Call and mention Enroll 60 for 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow me on Twitter. At Spoon Experience, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-577-2473. We are going to have another trivia question. You're probably going, well, why are you having another trivia? You want to know why? Just so everybody can know? I want to. You know why? It's because I love when we are engaging in Bible talk. To me, Bible talk is the best kind of talk. There is no better kind of talk than Bible talk. That's what we're going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, the trivia question that's coming up right now.
You are not authorized to access this area.
The trivia question.
You are not authorized to access this area.
The.
You are not authorized to access this area.
That's what I said. The trivia question is, how many? No, I didn't say that yet. How many? I didn't do that yet. You got to wait. See, I was a how many? See, how many? They sing how many with the choir. How many? Ladies and gentlemen, how many commandments did Moses receive to give to the children of Israel when he was on the mountain? How many commandments? And as a kicker, how many stones were they put upon? How many stones were they put? How many commandments? How many stones? How many commandments? How many stones? That's the question that we're going to be asking right now. I have a Mercy Me live. No, wait. It's a DVD, a double DVD. It's not even a DVD. It's a double DVD of a live concert. Now, let's just look at some of the songs that they have there, okay? In the air tonight, on my way to you, the change inside of me. Here I am, fairest Lord Jesus. How great is your love, love of God. Here with me, I surrender all. Homesick, he is Lord, spoken for. The word of God speaks. And then they also do this whole thing on how they came up with I Can Imagine. I can only imagine. How about that? That's like a whole, that's a concert.
I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question. But thank you for playing.
So how many commandments did Moses receive from the Lord on the mountain for the children of Israel? How many commandments did Moses receive on the mountain? That's the question, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real issue. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. A couple things to remember about the rules. You cannot win more than once every 60 days. You cannot win more than once every 60 days. That is the way it goes. That's the way that the company set it up. I can't change it. Nothing I can do. We have the Mercy Me concert, DVD concert. Here's the other thing we have. I've got two movie tickets, ladies and gentlemen. For that same question, I got two movie tickets to Planet Earth, Escape from Planet Earth, which is at the AMC Theaters. There's a couple of restrictions. You got to go Monday through Thursday, but it's two free movie tickets. If you can get that question, how many commandments was Moses given? How many commandments is the question that we're waiting on? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's the big deal. So I want to talk about a little bit of the devotional life that I was have today. It was such a good day. It was like such a great time in the Word. I just love the Word. The Word is awesome. The Word is awesome to me. I just love it. And here's just this small little section I want to talk about. Oh, I don't have time to do that. Do I? I have like no time. How can I always have no time? It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. And now we got people calling left and right. They're going to have to hang on. You're going to have to hang on, callers, because I am forced to take a break. They require it of me, or they will spray me with that stuff that they put on fires. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here in KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back with answers to our trivia question and the chance to win movie tickets. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Did you know that 99 Cents Only Stores offers fresh produce with amazing selections of fresh vegetables and fruits? Start eating healthier and save money at the same time. You don't have to be wealthy to eat healthy. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first.
Excellent news for seniors. The January deadline to apply for the standard fixed rate reverse mortgage has been extended by FHA to March 31st. Hi, it's Mark Larson. There's still time to access the equity in your home to eliminate your mortgage payments and fund the retirement you've always dreamed of. It's time to get your reverse mortgage now, before income, credit, or asset qualifications come into effect. To be grandfathered in ahead of the major changes, you must complete your reverse mortgage counseling in order to receive your FHA case number and then sign your application all by March 31st. So, if you or your spouse are 62 or older and own your home, beat that deadline. Talk to Mehran Aram at Aramco Financial or be part of their special dinner workshop on February 28th, 6 o'clock at Rancho Bernardo Inn. It's free. Call them today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online at aramcofinancial.com.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Would you like to turn your retirement savings into a paycheck for life? That's right, a paycheck for life. Call my friend Rick Yacko and let him show you how you can accomplish just that. A fixed indexed annuity is an incredible tool for your retirement planning. You can't lose your money. You earn interest when the stock market goes up, but never lose when the stock market goes down. From day one, you have a fixed interest rate that outpaces most CDs and a 10% interest bonus added to your account. Yes, a 10% bonus added to your account from day one. A guaranteed first-year rate of return of 12% or more. And you can earn 5% or more on your retirement income until you begin your paycheck for life, an income you cannot outlive. You do not give up access to your money, and if you're near retirement or already have an annuity, CD, IRA, 401k, call Rick Yacko for a free consultation. 858-496-0411. 858-496-0411. Or KPRZ.com and click on the Rick Yacko banner to set your free consultation.
Are you considering a short sale? Wondering why, despite making a good income and not using your credit cards, your debt isn't decreasing? Have you been threatened or served with a lawsuit by a creditor? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to speak with Sean Doan, a seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. Sean Doan treats these financial-related illnesses. Call Mr. Doan today at 760-746-4476 to schedule a free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you're considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Sean Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're alone.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow me at Twitter. Let's see, at Spoon Experience is the handle. By the way, you told me who was on the line. Now I forgot. Who was it? Who's on the line? I forgot. Who's on the line? Who's on the line? Herman is on the line. Herman, are you there? Herman, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Have you heard the radio show before?
No, I think one other time, actually, the other day. This is the second time I've tuned in for a little bit, yeah.
All right, well, that's brave of you, just to even to come back for a second helping. It's very nice of you. Yeah. So here we go.
The first time, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let me ask you this question. As a Christian, I'm just going to guess you probably think the way I'm thinking on this. But as a Christian, do you think we should be thankful for everything we encounter?
Thankful for everything we encounter? Well, of course.
Yeah, so we should be giving thanks all the time, right?
Like, you know, all the time. You should be thankful for everything, even the hard times you should be thankful for, because you learn an awful lot through them.
Absolutely. And you know what I was thinking is if all the Christians all over San Diego were more thankful for everything they went through, it'd probably be a cheerier city.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you the big question. The big trivia question is, how many commandments did the Lord give to Moses for the children of Israel when he was on the mountain? How many commandments did he give them?
611.
Not how many laws. That was a good one, though. This guy gets it. I love it already. How many commandments on that tablet?
Besides the first 10 commandments that everybody knows, we get the Talmud from the rest of them, right?
Correct. How many on that piece of stone?
Well, there were two pieces of stone. That's
correct.
Double two broke, and then we got two more. But I don't think all of them were written on the two tablets of stone, were they?
They were the ten. Now I gave you the number. See, in the Jewish thought, there's two stones. There are two stones, but they're still merged. So even though they're separate stones, there's a common connector.
So that's what the Jewish thought.
That's why when you see it in the movie, it looks like one.
But it's
two separate, but it looks like they're fused or whatever the case may be. But just give me the number. How many are there?
Ten Commandments, but there were 611 total laws.
That's correct. There were 600. And actually, if you add all of the general requirements, there's even more than that. When you get beyond the 611, there's even more. If you get into the more of the simplistic ones. But here's the big deal. The 10 that Moses got on the top of the mountain, that's the number I was looking for, and that's the number you gave me. So that means, sir, you are a winner.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I thought that was a trick question. You were looking for the big number.
Yeah, that was a good one, though. And it's really funny because if you get into it, and one day we'll cover this. It'll be a lot of fun to do in the show. But like, but people say, you know, well, God required 10%. If you add in all the temple taxes and all the offerings, it's a lot more.
Absolutely.
It's a lot more. So, you know, when everybody's saying one thing and saying another thing, I'm just like going, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, nice job on that. Do me a favor, hang on the line, and we're going to get your information, and you can either have the movie tickets, which I highly suggest, or you can also have the double DVD of Mercy Me. That'll be up to you. I'll let you tell our caller screener person which one you want. So do me a favor and hang on the phone there for a second, okay?
Well, thank you. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our time has come to an end. It's sad. It's kind of like the Carol Burnett Show, only we don't have a theme song for saying goodbye yet. You know when she does that? You know, I'm supposed to, you know, that thing. We need one of those. We need a theme song that says bye-bye kind of thing. Is that this one? That shows you how much I know. Unfortunately, for the other person who called in, they're going to have to call in tomorrow, so that's not going to work, and we need to have Tony let them know that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM here in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be right back, and it's Friday, and you know what that means. Well, I don't, but you might know what that means. Somebody might know what that means. We'll see you in 22 hours.